evening sky. Like someone dead, Auntie.
No, no.
Went for a walk.
And didn't enjoy it.
Everything grey. Everything. You name it. You name something.
Are we playing a game now, David?
Auntie, listen. Everything dies. You name something.
God loves us.
And takes everything away from us.
You will see one day.
No, I will not.
You need friends.
Why, Auntie? I've got you.
Friends your own age.
And the clouds,
David,
fell down on me and drowned me. And I thought, where would I be without you, Auntie? Where?
Go on.
Yes.
What?
I'm not sure.
You brought the case up. I came in here to talk about something else and you brought it up. Have you ordered?
No.
And that's another thing. Why haven't you ordered? How long have you been here?
Polly, this interrogation...
All right, all right. I'll sit here, hands folded.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yes?
You know, I have always told you about the importance of remaining clear-headed.
Yes, and...
I can't maintain that. On this case, I'm finding it difficult.
Well, why?
I don't want to tell you.
That isn't very promising.
I know.
A start's gay, that isn't.
I know. And yet...
You wish to draw something to my attention?
Certainly.
Right. But the conditions...
Exactly.
...are that I mustn't ask you certain questions.
For which I apologize.
Yes. You look apologetic.
Well, nonetheless, I cannot control how I look. I need your help. Your advice.
But I am to control what you have called in the past my reporter's nose. Okay. D'accord.
Thank you.
Begin.
Oh, you're tired, my lady.
David, 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 what am I going to do with him?
Is your nephew unwell?
No, just the same. I love him, and what am I going to do with him?
He's not a child, my lady.
Well, in some ways he is. And an orphan child. And since his mother died and his father rejected him, I have been David's home in the storm, haven't I? And now what am I going to do?
You must lead your life, my lady. Well, I mean...
Whatever the doctors have left me.
Oh, I'm so sorry, my lady.
No, no, Tremlett, no.
No, you have made your plans, my lady, is all I meant to say. We all must let you go.
But David is David.
It is not love to bind people to you, nor allow others to bind themselves.
The 6 months of life I have left...
are very precious,
yes,
my lady. Then you must take them.
I believe in prayer, not for myself. It is truly bizarre that only when I was told how little time I had remaining that I saw what I wanted, had always wanted. I wonder how often that happens.
Oh, not often, my lady.
I must find a way to tell him...
But about your illness?
No, he doesn't have to know that. I mean, about my going away.
You will provide for him as you always have.
The money is easy. In the end, the money is nothing.
Except as a means, my lady.
Hmm?
A means to accomplish.
Yes. Though you're right to remind me.
Oh, madam, I wouldn't.
I must see my lawyers. I've had a letter from the
October.
That's when I leave the world.
Oh, my lady.
Lady Donaldson, a widow of Edinburgh, was presented with the appalling news that she had about 6 months to live. She was a very spiritual person and decided to spend the time she had left in a convent. But what to do with David, her nephew and godson, whom she had cared for some years since his parents' death? For David was unusual.
In what way?
are an innocent, or a fool, as I say, depending on your point of view. He needed a guide through life's hazards. Lady Donaldson had performed this service with the greatest love. But now...
Not the maid?
Hmm?
I mean, the maid, Tremlett.
No, no, her attitude to staff was... Well, she wanted someone else.
And what did she do?
She did what the rich often do in moments of crisis. She held a ball.
Well, David, are you enjoying yourself?
I wouldn't say so.
I think you are.
It's nice of you to do this, Anne.
A pleasure.
Why did you do it?
To hold a ball in one's home.
But you don't.
I haven't before.
No, that's what I said.
And it makes me sad you're not enjoying yourself.
I'd rather talk to you.
But look at the dresses, David. Aren't they elegant?
I don't know what elegant is.
Then shall I say, aren't they pretty, David? The girls.
I'll get you a drink.
Does it make you thirsty?
I'm pouring this drink.
What are you pouring?
It's wine, obviously.
I didn't see the label.
Oh, I see. You think it's for me.
I did.
It isn't for me. It's for my aunt. I don't drink alcohol.
Right.
I've done that now.
Are you taking it back to her?
I'm taking it to my aunt.
Lady Donaldson.
How did you know that?
I just saw you with her.
You saw me with her?
That's right.
That's funny.
Why?
Well, I was over the other side of the room, and the room is quite large, so you must have been looking.
I don't know if I was looking.
You don't know?
That's right.
I'm taking this now.
Goodbye, David.
And who told you my name? This is getting really strange now.
My name is Edith.
That's funny.
Is it?
No, I don't mean funny. I don't dance. That's why I'm getting a drink for my aunt. I'm not the one who's thirsty. Does that make sense to you?
Complete sense.
Bye.
Goodbye, David.
Like your dress. Nice and shiny.
Is that what you think?
I do. Touch it.
Take the drink.
Oops.
Who was she?
Edith Crawford, the daughter of a local doctor.
What does she look like?
Yeah.
When was this taken?
I don't know. They felt it was a good idea to put it in the papers.
When?
As usual with the newspapers, afterwards, when it was too late.
Pull! Did you see that?
Keep trying.
Lovely day. Lady Donaldson?
Yes?
Win ticket.
Then try again.
I'm going to.
I say it's a lovely day.
Yes.
Oh. I want to thank you for inviting me.
Yes?
You're wondering, aren't you?
Tell me what you mean.
About me?
Pull.
I don't think I am.
Got that one. See that, auntie?
Saw it. Try to.
All right.
You're very good. I invited you. If I was wondering, I wouldn't have done that, would I?
So tell me what you want.
I am looking for someone.
Pull!
Staff?
Pull!
No, not exactly. Someone to look after David.
Did you see that? Both of the bastards!
Oh, don't swear, David.
Bang, bang!
Yes, I know.
I thought you looked after him.
No, I'm going away shortly.
Are you?
Pull!
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't understand.
It's not very hard, is it? David is a special person, very special. Haven't you noticed?
I don't know what I've noticed.
You must have. What makes him happy is having someone to help him understand. That's all I do.
That's all you do, is it?
You mean do I care for him? Yes, but he needs someone whom he will like.
Are you asking me if I'm the person?
I think you could be.
Pull.
Are you asking me, Lady Donaldson?
Yes.
Look at that! Did you see that? Edith, I smashed it to smithereens!
What do you think?
Well done, David. Very well done.
Yeah.
have you played before?
I can't think what made you say that.
Well, you missed it completely.
I'm useless.
You are. Yes. Well, maybe you... Well, what are you good at?
Ah, you've got me there.
I mean, you must be good at something.
I am. I'm good at kissing. Come here. What do you think?
I like that.
Everything you need to know, I have to show you. That's what Auntie said. And we have to do what Auntie said. Don't we, David?
A hussy, then.
Is that what you'd say?
No, probably not. A young woman on the make. Do you have no money?
Her father had gambled it away.
And that's... do you want a cup of tea?
I thought you'd ordered.
No. So, what did she do to end up in the newspapers?
Edith was arrested.
What was the charge?
Robbery and murder.
I've been thinking.
Yes?
As you asked me to.
Yes, thank you.
I would like to put your mind at rest about David.
Well, you must be happy. You must be happy too.
And that is it.
What?
Will I be happy? That's what I've been asking myself.
Well, of course, that's important.
It is, isn't it? You ask me to look after David. You're going away and you can no longer look after him. You say, will you step into my shoes? And I have to think, for David is lovable, but he has... difficulties. I'm not a wealthy woman. I have to be careful. You understand, Lady Donaldson?
If you could be more precise.
If I could be more precise. Well, I can. I shall need money.
Of course.
No, wait. I don't mean a stipend. I don't mean pocket money. I mean a lot. In fact, Lady Donaldson, I shall need all of it.
Wait.
You look shocked. But do you know why? Because you have not thought this whole thing through. You're his aunt. You love him. I'm a young woman. I have nothing. It comes to this. How much do you want me? How much do you need your freedom from him?
It isn't a question of that.
Well, I think it is. But you may say what you like to yourself. It doesn't concern me, but you've heard what I said.
Yes?
I want it all.
I'm told that was the tenor of her remarks.
A charmer.
A reflection of the world we live in, perhaps.
Gold digger, certainly.
Well, what could Lady Donaldson do, dying? Do you sympathise with her need to go away?
If I was in her situation? Who knows? How do you know all this?
She wrote to me.
Oh, you knew her?
Yes.
But,
I'm not answering questions, Polly. Have you ordered?
All right. May I ask you...
What?
Who was murdered?
Are you tired, David?
Edith says I'm to learn horse riding. She says I'm to learn to gallop. She's got big ideas.
I wanted to talk to you about her.
Are you being serious?
I am.
Could you look it?
I wanted to talk to you.
I've been talking to her.
All right. You tell me what you've been talking about.
She said I could kiss her and other things when we are married.
What?
I don't tell you about those, but they're good.
David!
But can I tell you? I kissed her anyway.
I don't want you to see her.
Why?
I don't think you will be happy.
We'll visit you. We'll come to see you, Auntie.
No, that... You won't.
If you like, you can invite us.
Listen to me. You are... Oh, please, David, you are a child... What do you know? You don't know anything. You don't understand anything. What do you know? What do you really know?
I'll tell you what I know, Auntie. I love her now. Not you.
Why have you asked me here?
I want you to go away.
Why would I go away?
Because I am asking you. You have talked to him about marriage.
We discussed it.
Why?
He's over 21.
You know he has the mind of a child. I see.
Do you?
How much?
What are you asking me?
I will give you money.
No.
To...
You don't understand. You don't decide anything anymore. David and I are going to be married.
and you will give us everything.
Tell me, may I ask you about Lady Donaldson? Was she the one who...
Let me come to it in my own way.
But...
Let me.
All right.
Now, this is where I shall need you. She was very fine. A very fine woman.
Was?
Have we ordered?
Tell me.
I mean, have we?
What is it? Don't you want to tell me anything about her?
She was 63.
And wealthy, evidently.
She married into money. Donaldson, a distiller. She wasn't born wealthy. When I knew her, when we knew each other, she certainly wasn't.
You want me to help you?
I've said so.
Well, then you are going to have to be frank with me.
What? I asked you not to be impatient. I said I would tell you everything you needed.
Well, then tell me. Who was murdered? What was stolen? Begin again.
What do you think? I said you could do it. We're going over there.
I can go faster.
Then go faster.
Come on then.
She wrote to me. I hadn't heard from her for 35 years. She asked for my advice. She laid out the problem, omitting to tell me of her illness, which was like her. She described the girl, Edith.
Go on.
She wanted me to meet her.
Yes? Did you?
I told her I was too busy.
I see.
No, you don't. 2 days later, she was dead.
It is a long time since I have written to you. I swore I never would. The pride of youth, yes? My motive then was to protect myself, to conceal how much you hurt me. And yet I have no hesitation in writing to you now. I know the way your mind works. It was the same mind which so clinically dispatched me so long ago, and it is the same mind I now call on to protect me and to advise. Do not fear. I will not embroil you in the discomforting mess of feeling or emotion.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Edith! Look at me! Woo-hoo-hoo!
How did she die?
We're coming to it. Here.
A marriage is arranged and will shortly take place between David, nephew and godson of Lady Alice Donaldson of Charlotte Square, Edinburgh, and Doc McKirk, Perthshire, and Edith Lillian, daughter of the late Dr. Kenneth Crawford of Prince's Garden. She gave her consent.
Because she had no choice. I remember her once... seeing her standing on a terrace overlooking a garden. I was inside the room. She was waiting for me, and I looked round for her and saw her standing there in candlelight. Then I had to stop. I just stopped, my mouth open, her great beauty. And she turned and she looked at me and smiled. And I knew that life would never, never offer me a better moment. And I was right.
Tremlett, can you dance?
Oh, no, sir.
Come here.
No, sir.
Well, the thing is, I've got no one to dance with. Where is my fiancée?
Miss Crawford is coming, I believe.
Do you like her, then?
Sir?
Do you like Edith? You don't?
I'm sure what I think doesn't matter.
My auntie doesn't like her very much either.
Ah, well then.
Why doesn't anybody like her?
You tell me.
It's because she is beautiful and you and auntie aren't.
Oh.
Ugly skin you've got. And your bosoms and your arms and everything are saggy and lizards and horrible.
Oh, I am not listening to
you. And
this.
I wouldn't kiss you or auntie because I'd sick up. You understand that? Or are you stupid?
So tell me.
What?
It's something I've been meaning to ask.
And what is that?
Your jewels. It's about your jewels.
Ah, yes.
I don't know why...
They are of interest?
Yes. May I see them?
When I sign everything over to David in 2 days' time, they'll be yours.
Yes. I want to see them.
Edith.
What?
Why won't you wait?
Because I need a necklace tonight.
No.
Why not?
Because they are mine still.
I think David wants me to have the necklace now.
Why do you hate me?
I want your necklace. If you don't give it to me, I will leave. I'll go downstairs and leave and will not say goodbye. How would you like to have to explain that to David?
Tremlett?
Madam?
I want you to give Miss Crawford the key to my safe.
Madam?
Give her everything she wants.
But I don't understand.
Do it.
Did you not hear her?
I heard.
Then do as you're told. Open it. You keep going, don't you?
Miss?
I mean, I see the way you look at me. I'm a lot like you. Have you ever wanted... Haven't you ever wanted to put your hand in... What are those jewels worth, $500,000?
I have no idea, ma'am.
Oh, I think you've got a good idea. Haven't you ever wanted to put your hand in and draw out something? Haven't you ever said, well, I am worth it? An accident of birth means that it is me who stands outside while the others are inside dancing. You never think that? You serve the champagne?
Yes, miss.
Haven't you ever wanted to drink it?
It isn't mine.
Who says it isn't yours? Put your hand in. Put your hand in, that's all, and take.
Would I steal from my dying mistress?
Dying?
She didn't tell you, did she? She has less than 6 months to live.
Is that...
Why, she's going away. Oh, yes, miss. And that's why she wanted you. Your services. Didn't you wonder?
What I wondered... Here.
The necklace, miss.
Put it on me. Put it on me.
Put it on yourself.
Edith stole the necklace, is that it?
Wait.
She didn't bring it back, is that right? But why should she? You said Lady Donaldson had made all her money over to David, the house... Everything, including the jewels. If it was coming to her, why would she steal it?
A young woman without income has an opportunity to claw back what she sees as the excess wealth of the moneyed classes. She tells herself that justice is on her side. All she needs is resolve. But of course it's not true. Or rather, it is a weak truth. It will not bear weight. When pressure was applied, her resolve disappeared. When Edith heard that Lady Donaldson was dying, she pulled back.
Good.
Yes, we live in a world where even the smallest of victories must not go unapplauded.
Was it valuable, by the way?
What?
The necklace.
Shall I go on?
I'll lift you up.
No.
Here, I'll lift you.
David!
You look cross now. Let me bite you.
No.
You said I could. I want to. Why are you sad?
I didn't say I was sad.
You're going to cry now?
No.
You can. Sometimes I want to cry, but I don't. Sometimes I want to laugh, and I do. Which is peculiar, isn't it? If you laugh, then you cry too. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Your hair is nice. It's like stars.
David.
It's like... glistening, like rain or something beautiful. I will love you forever until I die. I'm very happy.
David...
I've noticed that necklace. Is that Auntie's? Did she give it to you? That's nice. I love Auntie, but I love you more. And are you and Auntie friends now? I was going to ask you. Do you want some champagne?
No.
I wanted to get you some.
All right, get me some.
You wait here?
Yes.
You promise?
Yes.
Who is that?
Are you unwell? I mean, are you feeling unwell?
Why does that concern you? You have my necklace.
I've come to say I'm leaving.
Why?
I'm leaving.
I don't understand.
You don't have to understand. It's my decision.
And David?
You tell him. You'll be glad when the irritation has died down. You'll be grateful.
It is not irritation. You have told him you will marry him.
Yes. Well, I regret that.
Oh, you regret it? Oh, can you be so callous? What is it? You've had a better offer?
Yes, if you like.
Do you think David has any way of recovering from this? Of course, you don't care. Well, let me tell you. If you came here with a figure in mind...
I didn't.
What would you call it? A little compensation for time lost? Well, I am not paying. You can go.
Goodbye.
And the necklace?
Of course. Will you undo it for me?
Come closer. Now, put it away.
Give me the key.
There, by the bed. And then go.
You see, had I known...
Yes.
You don't think so?
Oh, you had your reasons not to see her, presumably.
Oh, yes.
Well, then...
Well, I thought, if she sees me as I am now, as I am... You see?
I see.
So I couldn't go. How could I?
That was your decision, then.
And yet sometimes, if only my mind was still. Polly...
She was murdered.
Now, wait. Wait, Polly. Don't go charging in, I beg you.
What do you want me to do?
I was clearly mistaken.
You wanted me to say, well, it doesn't matter.
No, not at all.
You wanted me to tell you that even had you gone to see her, it might still have happened. I haven't said it, have I? I'm sorry. It may be true. But you need to tell me more.
This exercise, Polly, is not principally about earning for myself some crude moral vindication.
No, of course not. But you are going to have to tell me more. Or you will leave me thinking that you are, in fact, on a headlong flight from remorse, fueled by fear. Are you?
My lady.
Tremlett.
Ma'am.
Where is David?
Asleep, ma'am.
Yes. Are you angry with me?
Why do you say that?
Everybody seems angry with me. And I am angry with myself. What can we do when we hate ourselves?
I don't know what you mean, ma'am. Shall I wake David?
Oh, I don't know.
I'll wake him.
Why?
Well, why should he sleep? He's no child.
Oh.
By the way, the necklace... Is it returned, ma'am?
What?
That woman. She returned it.
Yes. Why do you...
Shall I look? Shall I have the key, madam?
Is everything there?
Ma'am?
Everything?
Your necklace, ma'am. I can't find your necklace.
She suspected that Edith had stolen it.
Well, perhaps.
Well, why look in the safe otherwise?
Well, all right, she was nervous. She suspected her.
And with good reason.
Edith Crawford was arrested in London.
What, she tried to escape?
That's what the prosecution said.
What did she plead?
Not guilty.
To both charges?
Yes. Yes.
I want to see David.
Well, shan't I call the police, ma'am?
No, David.
But the woman...
Let her go, David.
All right, ma'am. I'll get him.
It was Tremlett who found her. Faithful Tremlett. The following morning. The breakfast tray falling on the floor and a cry that brought the other staff running. She lay by the bed. There was a silk scarf round her neck.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Did Edith kill her?
It's possible.
Then what time did she leave?
She caught the 4:30 a.m.
But what would be her motive for killing?
I don't know. Perhaps Alice Donaldson had seen her for what she was. And we don't like to be seen for what we are.
so she spoke to Lady Donaldson at 2 o'clock and was in the house until she went for her train.
Yes.
Oh, sir. Oh.
Hello, Tremlett. Edith and I are just talking.
Can I speak to you, sir?
Of course you can.
I mean, outside.
In private? What do you want to see me in private for?
Well, your aunt wants to talk to you.
Well, I can't go now, can I? I'm with Edith. Tell her I'll be there in a minute. You can go now.
Sir?
Did David see Lady Donaldson that night?
Yes, later.
And that's all we know?
When he came out of Lady Donaldson's room, he went to see Tremlett.
Were you asleep?
What is it?
Just been with my auntie.
Is she unwell?
No, she's well. It's just that I think you might like to listen at her door in a few hours. She was a bit upset.
Shall I go now?
She's all right now. Nice and calm, but just make sure in a few hours.
Of course I will.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, sir.
And nothing at all about the necklace or the police?
Nothing.
And later that day, in the afternoon, Edith was arrested in London.
That's right.
And no sign of the necklace.
It has never been recovered.
And the police weren't informed. I mean, not before Lady Donaldson's body was...
No.
Why not? Lady Donaldson had been robbed. It was fairly obvious who by, and yet nothing was done. And why was Lady Donaldson murdered? To shut her up? Edith took the necklace, perhaps, tried to return it, or at any rate found that Lady Donaldson intended to go to the police, and killed her. Then she left for London with the necklace.
Hmm. The prosecution produced a jeweller from Knightsbridge who said that Edith came into his shop with a necklace for sale.
There we are.
He didn't buy it. Trade had been bad.
But she tried to sell it.
He said so.
What do you mean?
In minutes, the defence lawyer destroyed the jeweller's testimony.
How?
By asking the right questions. How do you know it was Edith Crawford who entered your shop? Did she leave a name? What time did she come? Was it this day or that day? And how can you be sure that it was the same necklace as the one that was stolen? And on and on. 2 minutes, nothing remained of the man's evidence but smoking ruins. The jury went from believing everything he had said to realising they couldn't trust a word of it.
All right, but why would she suddenly go to London?
Well, several reasons. To get away from David, to sell the stolen necklace.
Ah, but you said...
I said the jury was made to distrust the jeweller's evidence. I didn't say his evidence was false. And we don't know, do we?
So, what do we know? That Edith stayed in the house, that she saw David...
Yes.
That she told him she was leaving.
You haven't kissed me yet.
I've got to go away.
Where?
I don't know.
What for?
You have to listen to me. We aren't going to get married. I'm sorry.
I don't understand.
You're a very nice man, but we aren't going to get married.
But what about that I love you?
Even so.
Even so?
Yes.
You make me want to cry.
Oh, David.
I know what it was.
You have to try to understand.
I do. Oh, I think I understand why you're leaving. Auntie. It was Auntie. I hate her now.
She's ill, David.
I hate her. It's because she doesn't like you, so she told you to go.
No.
You can't lie to me. She never liked you, and I said, I told her, I love you, not her, and she was jealous, and she said you couldn't have her jewels. Where's the necklace, by the way? You took it off.
David, I have to go now.
You see, Auntie never wanted me to leave her. She thinks I'm stupid and childish, but I'm not. I love you, Edith. If I speak to Auntie...
You don't understand.
People always say that to me when they want me to be quiet. If I say to her, Auntie, you're wrong. If I tell her, you mustn't do that, then she might say, Edith can stay.
No.
And if she doesn't, I'll tell her what I think of her. I'm angry now.
I told you your aunt is ill.
How ill?
She'll tell you.
I'll see her.
Yes.
But I don't want you to go.
He was angry. He went to see his aunt in that frame of mind.
It's possible.
He wanted to tell Lady Donaldson that he intended to marry Edith.
Yes.
Angry. Very angry?
Possibly.
And violent? I said, and violent.
David.
You told Edith to go away, didn't you?
I didn't.
She said you did.
David, it's not true.
Well, I wanted to marry her. Do you realise that?
Please don't talk to me like this.
I wanted to marry her.
I would have given you everything.
It's no good now.
If she had stayed...
But you hated her.
No, I don't think I hated...
Because she was beautiful and you are ugly, and now I don't want anything.
Then you must forgive me.
Well, I don't. I never shall.
Then I am sorry.
And I am sorry. And you are ill. Well, I'm glad.
David.
Because I want you to die.
Please don't say that.
I do. I want you to die. To die. Then bury you in the cold ground to die. Then we'll be all right. We'll be all right then.
Let me tell you about Edith.
I don't want to hear.
David, she came in.
I don't understand.
I was here. She came to return the necklace. Do you remember?
The pretty one.
I gave it her to wear at the ball.
I know that.
I said she could borrow it. Now, you know what that means.
Yes.
I was here when she came back. She came in, I gave her the key. She opened the safe, but she did not put the necklace back.
What did she do?
She kept the necklace. She put it somewhere.
Where?
I don't know where.
What do you mean?
She took it.
That's a lie.
No.
She didn't do that. I don't think she did it.
It's gone.
Have you searched everywhere?
David.
What?
Do you see? She wanted the necklace. And she's told you she's leaving, yes? Do you see?
I don't think so.
She got what she wanted, David. We must go to the police.
Why?
We have to tell them. Edith stole the necklace.
I don't want you to tell them.
David, we have to.
The police might hurt her. What would they do? Put her in prison?
She's done something wrong.
No.
We have to.
No, you don't.
David.
I'm going to have to make you shut up now, Auntie. Shut up about it.
David.
So that you won't do any more talking. I'm going to have to stop you, Auntie.
David, please.
Yes, well.
It's possible, isn't it?
He was devoted to her, that's all.
In a fury, out of control?
Well, it's possible. That's all I can say.
What did the jury think?
I told you that the defence lawyer destroyed the jeweller's evidence. Now, soon after that, he also produced his own pathologist who said that in his view, Lady Donaldson had died at about 4 o'clock in the morning. Edith was on the 4:30 train, and so hardly had time to... And finally, it was argued that it was not a woman's crime, whatever that may mean.
She was found not guilty, then?
No, not exactly. In Scotland, there is a third option for the jury. One that they took, that the case was not proven. She left the court by back door.
Well...
What?
What is it?
I fear the truth, that's all.
What is the truth?
I wonder, I fear... that you will see my request for help now just as you saw the request I made those years ago. A frantic, clinging woman, talons outstretched, clawing at you. Well, I have changed. Do you remember that afternoon? You see, I can refer to it without trembling. The sun on the water, the small green boats, the willows draping the shore. Nothing is forgotten, but... believe me, nothing is regretted. You said we cannot go on. You gave some reason I can't remember, some impossibility, your life, your mind, something. And I begged you to stay. Begged. I write this calmly. It wasn't until after the act of self-destruction I later attempted, as they dragged me from the water... that I realized your eyes would remain cold. You see, I have changed. I asked for your help, but I am not begging.
I believe that, confused, guilty, and capable of self-destruction. That she...
What?
Let me tell you, Polly, please. I wondered how all this would have affected her. The boy she gave so much to when she heard he was leaving her, with a woman she distrusted and whom she had come to hate, perhaps. Frustrated, as I say, confused, she was inclined to take her own life, to make it look like murder.
Wait!
Oh, no. Understand, she only did it out of love. I firmly believe that. To... Her only way, you see, her only weapon to protect the boy, to rid him of someone manipulative and... With only her life to offer, she tied a scarf tightly around her neck and waited.
Killed herself? No, why? Edith was leaving him. She said goodbye. Even she had her limits. When she found out that Lady Donaldson was dying, she left.
But Lady Donaldson didn't know that.
Do you think David didn't tell her? Blamed her, probably, and then left the room.
I've told you,
No, wait. He left the room.
Yes.
And then...
He told Trimlett. Then...
Yes.
What?
Trimlett. What a... Listen, go back. Trimlett opened the safe. She told Lady Donaldson the necklace was missing. What if she was jealous of Edith Crawford and had perhaps nothing in Lady Donaldson's will? So she opened the safe and palmed the necklace, then told Lady Donaldson it was missing. But then later, something made her go back again. She went back.
Trimlett? What is it?
Where is the key?
What do you...
I want the key. Give me the key. I said, give it.
And killed her.
Then...
I don't think Lady Donaldson harmed herself. Completely out of character, surely.
Yes. Thank you, Polly.
A question, though. Why did Trimlett go back? She had the necklace. Why didn't she keep walking?
She probably found out.
What?
That the necklace was worthless.
Worthless?
It was glass.
Are you sure?
Yes. Oh, yes. It was all a young man could afford.
In The Edinburgh Mystery by Michael Butt, based on a story by Baroness Auxey, Bernard Hepton was the man in the corner, and Suzanne Burden was Polly. Lady Donaldson was played by Elspeth Gray, David by Jack Tarleton, Edith by Frances Gray, and Trimlett by Jennifer Pearcy. The Tea House Detective, directed by Celia DeWolf, is a Fiction Factory production for BBC Radio 4.